Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
On a Wednesday, a wondrous Wednesday no less, and we spend a good portion of this next 10 minutes or so in the company of Zanti Swanepoel. Zanti, goeiemôre, altyd lekker om saam te kuier. Hoop dinge gaan goed daar hier van 'n reënerige Kaap. Ja, reënerig in die somer.
Kan jy glo? Môre Brad en al die luisteraars. Nee wat, ons het alweer 'n hittegloed hier in hierdie kant, so ons kry verskriklik baie warm, so jy kan maar bietjie van daai reentjies na ons toe stuur, dan stuur ons bietjie van hierdie warm son na julle toe.
Nee,
ons hoor dit vir my na goeie Royal Transvaal.
Dit klink vir my ook goed, dit klink vir my ook goed. Zanti, hoe gaan dinge daai kant in die werk en in die gesin en die kerk? Is jy seker maar baie, baie besig?
All good. Ja, weet jy wat, die Here is goed. Ek dink, Brad, one thing that I do know, en luister ons, jy sal het weet, en Brad, you will also know it, is that when we do things out of our flesh and in our own strengths, joeg, dan raak ons moeg, hoor, en die dag raak lank. But I think when we surrender to God and we do it in His strength, under His anointing and in His power, dan is dit asof jy goed net vloei. So ek moet myself net herinner, of het nou is by die werk, die kerk, kinders groot maak, wat ook al, is to surrender my own power to ease, en dan gaan het baie makkeliker.
So what have you got for us this morning, Zanti? We always look forward to your stories. I still always wonder where you always get them from, but it's a fount that never runs dry.
Ja nee, dis hier is 'n fount in daai hoor. Yeah, Brad, you know what, this week I read something and it made me ponder. Jy weet mos, maar ek's 'n ou diep denkertjie and I ask lots of questions to the Lord. I think I sometimes he will say, Zanti, bly net vir 2 minute stil. But I read something and it really, really touched me and it reminded me of something and a story that I want to share with you today. But it says, God will never love you more than he loves you right now. En weet jy, as mense dit hoor, dan is daar so ietsie wat in jou so kriewel. En ek besef, oh my word, am I also still in the place where ek God se liefde wil verdien? Want het voel vir my, as ek beter is en as ek beter doen en as ek alles reg doen, dan gaan God vir my liewer wees. So hy moet vir my liewer wees môre of oormôre as wat hy vandag is. And then it's not like that. There's nothing I can do. My best works are filthy rags. It's by Jesus's blood and by him buying me and giving me as a gift righteousness that God loves me unconditionally. En toe dink ek net weer, weet ons sukkel partykeer om te verstaan dat God is my lief nou. Hy is my lief môre en hy is my lief oormôre en hy is my lief tot hy my kom haal, presies dieselfde. En dit is onvoorwaardelik, everlasting and eternal love, wat ek en jy seker nooit, my kop nooit regtig sal verstaan nie. Jy sien in Jeremia 31 vers 3 staan daar, the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I've drawn you with unfailing kindness. Is dit nie mooi nie? God has unfailing kindness towards me and you. Mag ons vandag ook daai selfe liefde teenoor onsself hê en teenoor die mense om ons. En ek wil net vanoggend vir jou los met 'n storie wat my diep geraak het en jou diep gaan raak. En ek kan nie eers onthou of ek dit al 'n paar jaar terug gedeel het nie, maar die Here het dit net weer so in my hart kom sit. You see, there was a Vietnam veteran and Air Force Colonel John Mansour tells about an 8-year-old orphan girl who was wounded after a misdirected mortar attack. An American Navy doctor and nurse were called. They surmised the little girl would die if a blood transfusion did not take place. A quick test showed that neither American had the correct type, but several of the injured little orphans did. The doctor spoke some pidgin Vietnamese, and the nurse a smattering of high school French. I can't even get it, Miss Glenn. And as a water for all, using that combination, can you think, together with much impromptu sign language, they tried to explain to their young, frightened audience, can you not think, that unless they could replace some of the little girl's lost blood, she would surely die. Mm. Then they asked if anyone would be willing to give some blood to help. Their request was met with wide-eyed silence. After several long moments, a small hand slowly wavering went up, dropped back, and then went up again. "Oh, thank you," the nurse said in French. "What is your name?" "Heng," came the reply. Heng was quickly laid on a pallet, his arm swabbed with alcohol and a needle inserted in his vein. Through this ordeal, Heng lay stiff and silent. After a moment, he let out a shuddering sob, quickly covering his face with his free hand. His occasional sobs gave way to a steady, silent crying. His eyes screwed tightly shut, his fist in his mouth to shrivel his sobs. The medical team was concerned. Something was obviously very wrong. At this point, a Vietnamese nurse arrived to help. Seeing the little one's distress, she spoke to him rapidly in Vietnamese, listened to his reply, and answered him in a soothing voice. After a moment, the patient stopped crying and looked questioningly at the Vietnamese nurse. When she nodded, a look of great relief spread over his face. Glancing up, the nurse said quietly to the Americans, "This little man thought he was dying. He totally misunderstood you. He thought you asked him to give all his blood so that this little girl could live." "But why would he be willing to do that? Asked the nurse. So the Vietnamese nurse repeated the question to the little boy, who answered simply, "Because he is my best friend." Julle, hier het my so diep geraak that a little young man would give all his blood so that his best friend could live. But fortunately, he only had to give a portion. So that's the root of the story. But it just reminded me of God's unconditional love, that Jesus did give all his blood, so that you and I could live eternally. Julle, dis onvoorwaardelike liefde. To give up your life so that someone else can live. Mag die Here regtig net vanoggend ons kom net weer herinner dat sy liefde voordat jy gebore was vir jou so groot was, that he was willing to give all his blood so that you can live. Mag dit jou seën en in diepe dankbaarheid ontvou vanoggend, that we serve a God of unconditional love, and he cannot love you more than he already loves you today. Amen.
Amen. Zanti, a reminder this morning as we talk about a fount of living water that never runs dry, grateful as well that no matter what, and we spoke about this yesterday on the show, no matter what we've done and no matter how far away we think we've moved from God, almost as if we're unforgivable, that blood that has flowed freely from the cross for you and I is able to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So don't think you're too far gone to ever be able to be rescued by God. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Simply come to him and get that forgiveness and that true love that only he can give. Zanti, thank you for reminding us of the truth of such a loving God. En geniet jou dag, despite the heat out there in Pretoria. Lekker om saam te kuier.
Dankie julle, tata.
Thanks, Zanti. Always a pleasure to spend time with international speaker Zanti Swanepoel, the lady behind Babies Behind Bars Project. She's a motivator. She's a very successful businesswoman. And she's a former Mrs. United Nations International. And don't miss her podcasts. You can find them on our website, kpulpit.co.za. Click podcast, choose Get Up and Go Breakfast, and then scroll around till you find Zanti's channel. And then you go and do what you got to do. Hey, lots of people having birthdays. Some of them work right here in this office.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.